To the Multimedia Men podcast number 30.
Damn!
30 game two. And this is our 30th segment of In the News.
Guys, I got you all a present for our anniversary.
Really?
Creepy. No.
Oh, what the hell?
Heartbroken.
I got you this bag of half and half. And creamers.
And a West Wing cup.
From Dunkin' Donuts.
I brought you guys a box of Joe.
Thank you.
What do you know, Joe?
Box of Joe.
Nicholas Cage is Joe.
I'm Brian Cooper. I'm with Adam Conway.
Yes.
Gwen Reyes.
Hello.
Andrew Conway.
Hello.
And Gotti Elko.
Maybe.
Hi.
It's Rubik's Shoot.
Hi.
And our In the News segment, number 30, we're going to discuss all things cool related to movies, TV, video games, comics, and music. And we are going to have Andrew Conway start us out with video game news.
Video.
What happened in this last week in video game news?
Thank you, Brian. This past week was actually a pretty big week for video games. The developers convention, the PAX, happened in PAX East in Boston. A lot of things had been announced. I'll just do a few quick hits of stuff that was talked about there. PS4 has announced that it's creating its own 3D unit to sort of compete with the Oculus called the Morpheus.
The Morpheus? Because we talked about this last week with they were going to announce a virtual reality.
And this is it. They announced the name and they announced the specs on it.
Morpheus.
So we're pretty much getting Oculus. Then, you know, Xbox will be the Neo. And we'll get every character from the Matrix will be the 3D units for the video game.
It doesn't seem creators. Like they have like a good any like real creative thinkers there. It's just kind of like we're just gonna.
Well, can we?
we're definitely gonna be getting.
Yeah, I just watched this new age movie called The Matrix. Why don't we use the name from that?
So yeah, so we'll see.
So are you into it? Virtual reality? Everybody into
it? I totally want to check it out.
Totally into it.
Apparently, on South by, they had Oculus machine set up doing virtual tours of Game of Thrones' actual lands. And her is awesome.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. So
we had just.
Oh my god, when are we going to get to the wall?
I've been on this machine for 3 days trying to walk to the wall.
3 days? It's been like the whole festival.
But if you've done the ground,
and then you get out, and it's like, how long did it take you? You were only in there for 2 minutes.
What?
That's what she said.
Sorry.
So,
divergent.
Hey-o. And then the Bioshock creators were talking about they want to create video games with infinite replayable plots. So they want to create some sort of video game engine where it's never the same. And
it learns and thinks.
So, I mean, like,
machines are becoming...
Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic and, like, Grand Theft Auto have different endings. And, like, different... If you choose something...
Yeah.
They're talking about, like, just...
They want to make it so it's, always.
Everything.
Everyone's got
infinite endings.
How
could that be, though?
We'll have a different experience. Exactly. The complications of that is. So they announced that they want to, that's something.
That's what they're working on.
They're working on that. But Blizzard also announced that they're releasing an Ultimate Evil Edition just for the PS4 of their Diablo 3 video game. And they also announced that they're going to be releasing a mobile version on the iPad of Hearthstone. Heroes of Warcraft, which is a sort of intro experience into the World of Warcraft for people who don't want to sit around gaming. They can game on the go on their iPads. Yeah. And then they announced a new Assassin's Creed game. We knew that's coming. It's going to be called Assassin's Creed Unity.
Are they doing... Because the last one was a girl.
It's going to be Unity. So I think it's both of them.
Both of them are there?
It's them teaming up. And they said that it should be coming out at the end of the year. And that there's no mention of the Wii U. So it looks like they're abandoning that platform.
Wii U.
So maybe. That should be interesting. So
it's a smart move.
Other games follow. That's a big blow to Nintendo.
They deserve the blow because they're not willing to...
Who doesn't deserve the blow?
Get into the program. Into
blow
the...
is for everyone.
Blow is for everyone, courtesy of Brian.
A blow jay.
That's Brian's present for everyone today. The creator of Castlevania announced that he is leaving Konami to start his own company.
So how long has he been with Konami? Since, like,
Nintendo 85? Yeah, like 30-something years. He decided that he doesn't like the direction that they're taking with his characters, so he wants to go off and do his own thing and create his own characters. I don't know
creative
if
freedom.
I don't know if he's able to take Castlevania with him. I think it's going to be owned by Konami, so it's going to be some new games.
We'll get Fortressvania coming pretty soon.
Sweet.
And
maybe Transylvania with a trans.
Or transgender person.
EverQuest series. EverQuest new game called EverQuest Next Landmark had just finished its alpha testing and is moving on to beta testing this week. And unfortunately, all that people that were in the alpha phase are going to be losing all of their experience and everything that they've gotten, except for their names, templates, and items purchased. And
right.
So it's a lot of the people that have been doing the alpha that spent a lot of time on it are really disappointed that they're able to take their experience levels and characters with them to the next level. But that's how it goes.
Cool.
And then...
Anything else?
Yeah, then Titanfall was released last week.
Did it make $100 million?
A ridiculous amount of money, and that the creators, EA is already in talks to do the sequel. And the question will be, is it going to be an Xbox exclusive? Because with the success of it, they feel like they want to do cross platform.
Did it make as much money as Halo or Call of Duty?
I don't know the numbers itself, but it definitely. It's going to be one of the biggest games probably this year for sure.
Let's be honest, it's the one game we all want to play right now.
Yeah. And then, but on a side note,
giant fucking robot.
Unfortunately, the guy that had the most wins so far this week in Titanfall with 181 finally lost.
Really?
Was it a 9-year-old Asian boy?
Yeah, he was Asian, but
the yellow boy.
His age was not disclosed.
That was good stuff.
But yeah, so. That is what I got.
Excellent video news. Video game news. I'm curious about this virtual reality. She said. I want a virtual. I'm going to call them and be like, "We have a podcast. Can we review it on your podcast? We can all play virtual reality.
That'd be amazing.
We do the podcast virtually.
Wow. Oh god.
From our homes.
Yes.
Hey guys, are you guys there?
Hey guys.
Hello.
It feels like I'm sitting in Brian's kitchen.
Oh my god, it's a virtual reality virtual space of Brian's place.
Amazing.
Hey.
All right, Ms. Quinn Reyes, you have comic news.
I have comic book news. Well, exciting thing is that it's been on hiatus for, 2014 now? Since 2010. This is kind of a cross between comic books and television. But Boondocks is going to finally have its fourth season.
Woo!
Fourth and final season.
Is Aaron Magruder going
to be out? That's the thing, is Aaron Magruder is out. He will not be returning for his own show slash comic book.
But he's doing a new show, though, right?
Yes.
Yes, he's got a new show. And I think it was actually creative differences.
But that's like his, like he...
Well, there was a reason. He was the one that pulled it off the air.
He had free reign, though, which is stupid.
Yeah.
Well, are the
maybe
people,
he, maybe
people,
he Dave Chappelle'd.
But probably.
Yeah, breakdown.
Are the people coming back to the voices?
Yeah, so I know Sway Calloway will be back. Everybody's back. I don't know why I went with Sway Calloway, but he was the first person I remember.
Is that the DJ?
Yeah. So all the voices are back. The only person that's not back is
the creator.
It's the creator. But
it's kind of like Amy Sherman-Palladino not.
Well, yeah, it's also like Bill Lawrence leaving, you know, when he left Scrubs or Vancouver Town to go over Greg Garcia leaving Raising Hope to then go over and do the Millers. So that's not as uncommon, but it's just it's strange that it had been on hiatus for 4 years.
But yeah, Boondocks is a comic strip.
It is a comic strip.
Comic strip.
Strip.
Also, very exciting news, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Space miniseries is coming to the comic books.
Hooray!
Yes. So if you're into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which you should all be, the art actually looks pretty cool. But they're going to be going back in time.
No.
And hanging out with dinosaurs.
They did that part 3.
So, but now
and,
it's
and in the video games that we played.
Yes.
Turtles in Time.
In continuing comic book news, Garfield still hates Mondays.
No.
He's still alive?
What? Still totally.
That guy
has nine lives already?
Yep, still eating lasagna, still fucking hating Mondays.
Have you seen the comic strip that, like, somebody, if somebody removed Garfield from all the comic strips, it's just, like, a really depressing...
How sad
like,
it's
John
really sad
is. It's just like, this is crazy.
Also, Kathy is super into chocolate.
Nice.
Loves chocolate.
Excellent. Still.
Will she ever get laid?
Never. No one was... Have you seen her? No, never. Nothing.
Poor
no love
Kathy.
For that lady. New Archie comics coming this summer.
Yes.
Veronica is going to learn how to windsurf, but Archie is totally not coordinated enough to handle that.
There'll be some adventures there.
There's Archie versus Afterlife in comic books also right now.
Yeah, there's like a there's like a cute little anime version, like a manga version, with they're all have big eyes. They all have the. What I think is interesting. Okay, I comic
Sounds
book
weird.
News is ridiculous for me, but.
They're books.
I think what's cool. I think what's cool about the Archie comics that I was just looking at them is that they actually take the same storyline and then make them in different levels for reading. So like you have your adult version, then you have like your kid version, and then you have your girly version, and they're all taking place.
A lot of Marvel and DC does that.
So I think that's really neat. I'm learning things.
Marvel and DC do that. They do like Batman has like an under 8-year-old demographic. They just make like little Batman stories
so
for them.
One other thing that I saw that I thought was kind of neat is that Image Comics has a new graphic novel that's coming out about the rapture and the end of the world that their runner of the comic of the publishing house is creating and running with. And it's called The End of Times with Bram and Ben. And it basically just follows these two guys. It kind of has a similar plot to This is the End with Seth Rogen and James Franco and all them. But it's them kind of just being assholes and trying to redeem themselves as the story goes on. It looks kind of funny and the animation looks really kind of kooky and it has a little, it looks like a good crossover for fans of film to kind of pop in.
And the cool thing about Image is they're still, I think, the only comic book company that is creator-owned stuff.
Well, like Marvel...
And Fanagram, I think, is... Or
Fanagraphics, yeah.
Well, I guess Marvel does their Icon, which allows the artists own those works also.
And so that'll be out in bookstores next week on the 25th.
Sweet.
So there's my comic book news, guys.
Excellent comic book news, Gwen.
And Dilbert is still like slaving away. I love that Atticus keeps giving you these looks of like, what the fuck is wrong with him?
What's happening, family?
I love Dilbert. What about Dogbert? What's he up to?
And the tables have turned.
My, how the turn
tables
have.
Did you get that part, guys?
There's a Dogbert?
They stopped making Farscape a few years ago.
Yeah.
Is it because he died?
Mm-mm.
How dare you?
He just was like totally not into it.
Oh, well, good comic book news. Music news with Adam Conway.
Yes, I have music news today. Breaking, Black Keys are making a new album.
Hell yeah, they are. It's called Blue.
It's called Turning Blue, and it was announced via Mike Tyson, who is actually doing some part.
Did you watch the video?
No.
Is he rapping? Highly recommend it. I'm going to tell you what's going on in it.
They say it's really creepy, the video. Yeah.
Fuck with your mind.
Post the video on Facebook.
No, I'm not posting that video anywhere. Maybe I will.
That's the best.
Yeah, Mike Tyson announces it. The name of the album is called Turn
Blue.
I'm only
still does it.
And it's going to be released May 13th.
Wow, it's already done?
Yep.
Well, he's doing his solo project now. He's working on a few albums by themselves.
Some here's a little quote from Tyson. He says, "I'm inside you now. You can feel me. I will breathe life into your hopelessness. I will be your Messiah, your God, your therapist, your lover, your mother, your father, and your son, and you will obey me."
Not possible. You can't be all those things in one.
Yeah, that's a lot. And I also don't really think I want Mike Tyson inside of me.
The lover.
Can you be your father, son, and yourself? I'm confused.
She's well, my sister and movie, my daughter.
I'm my own grandpa, so...
I don't know what's going on right now.
I don't know. In other news, a musician named Soko, who was actually in that staged viral video First Kiss, is now in the Billboard Top 100 with the number one downloadable single of her song, We Might Be Dead Tomorrow. She is surprised because she didn't expect to actually have anyone discover her music based on this video, but I guess people sought it out after they found out she was a musician.
It's short for musician. Southern Comfort.
But yeah, it's ridiculous to see how, you know, viral videos can affect people's lives. But yeah, she's like, I had no one listening to my music. Now I have two people calling about my album. I'm like, awesome. But yes, if you want to check it out, you can stream it. It's number one on the streaming charts and number nine on the regular Billboard Hot 100. Oh. So you'll be hearing probably a lot of it coming up soon.
Will we?
Yes. Because we'll put it on our Facebook.
Where she's just sort of talking about their experience. I hate that song.
She is a lesbian.
Are we talking about that song, Selfie?
I hate that song so much. It's not a song.
Or is it?
And unfortunately for all you Sasquatch Musical Festival fans, they canceled their second date.
What?
Yeah.
I'm out.
They were going to be doing their Memorial Day and July 4th concerts, but now they just scaled it back to Memorial Day.
They were having made y'all angry. Selling
so all you angry Sasquatch fans, you won't be able to see acts like Soundgarden, New Order, Frank Ocean, Kraftwerk, or Neutral Milk Hotel on July 4th, so just be prepared to go to it on Memorial Day.
That's great.
Well,
I really love the Neutral.
And in other Frank Ocean news, he has settled his lawsuit with Chipotle.
That was quick.
Yes, if you've been keeping up with it, he apparently backed out of doing some
doing a song
for Chipotle. And he posted on his Twitter like a check for the settlement saying fuck off to Chipotle.
Which was
just another stunt.
Photoshop.
Yeah, because the actual check which Chipotle put on their Facebook does not have fuck off.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I guess he felt he was too good to, you know, sell out to Chipotle and backed out of the contract after already signing it.
He's already sold out.
He was like, I don't really like their practices of lying to us about the carnitas.
I go to Qdoba.
What's wrong with the carnitas?
The cool thing was...
His whole thing was it was supposed to be about... It wasn't coming from local farms, but it
kind of was, but yeah.
Hope it was.
But he was supposed to cover, Pure Imagination from William Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. But that could have been cool, but then they made Fiona Apple do it. Yeah.
Fiona Apple has no problem selling out.
Screw no, she does not.
Criminal.
Then in other news, all you Drake fans out there will be happy to know that Drake dropped a new song at his concert in the UK.
Did anyone die on that same day in case he needs to get pissed at them?
No.
Just saying.
Yeah.
My bump is news.
And along with his recent announcement that he's getting together with Rihanna.
Fucking.
Again. They're dating again.
Well, the song is a moody ballad, guys, and it's called Call On Me.
Okay.
Yeah. And it has minimalist piano chords and a little cymbal shimmers throughout.
Is it bad that I want what happened to his character in Degrassi to happen to him in real life?
That's really bad! That's really
bad.
Did
he die of...
Because
no, he didn't die.
No, he's Wheelchair Jimmy. He got shot in a school shooting.
Why is he gonna be Wheelchair Jimmy?
I said it.
Because he used to be Basketball Jimmy, and then he became Wheelchair Jimmy.
This time he gets shot in the mouth, so he can't talk anymore.
That he was a black Canadian.
That's Kanye.
I hope he gets shot in the mouth.
He just has to live with the fact that he's Canadian, so.
So they said, Drake said, expect that song to be on his new album, which he'll be coming back to the U.S. to record later next month.
With a Rihanna duet, maybe?
Maybe.
She's on all of his albums.
Rihanna sucks, too.
They're both irrelevant.
And
she was great. And
I love Dre.
This is
also, I guess, this is a little preview for coming up for Record Day. They said that Joy Division's 1978 EP, An Ideal for the Living, will be reissued on Record Store Day.
It's weird.
Oh, is that
kind of,
do you have that news? Did you already
that
know
that? Joy Division.
Oh, yeah, I have them all.
Was
listened.
Making music in 1978.
We'll get to
you're
that.
Old.
Yeah.
1978.
We are old.
And I will go even more into, I guess, Record Store Day later on. Also, guys, if you guys are a fan of Rush, they have announced
Rush?
Greatest drummer of all time.
They have announced
Rush
they are planning their 41st anniversary tour coming next year.
41st? Why 41st? They couldn't get it
because they've been,
in time?
They've been together for 41 years, is what I'm guessing.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, you
do the greatest band of all time.
Yeah, but still, you didn't do like a 40th year tour.
Wow,
like 41st.
Guys, they have been together for a really long time. Like, really
Canadian's greatest
process.
Band.
We're only supposed to be together for like 8 years.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And then in my final piece of music news, Roy Orbison, a Roy Orbison song is getting released for the first time called Mystery Girl. I guess, well, actually, it was for his album Mystery Girl, but it never got released, and it's being called The Way Is Love. And it's going to be with his actual son singing backup. And it was originally produced by Johnny Cash, so it's interesting to see what it sounds like when they actually release it. And that will be probably part of Record Store Day also, is what I'm guessing. But we'll see.
That's true.
But for all you were...
What's his son's name? Roy Jr.?
Roy Jr. Let's see, his son name is
Roy Jr. Jr.
It's okay. I have it somewhere. Maybe
that's like
not.
An emo band.
Roy
it's like
Roy
an
Jr.
indie pop band to go with Dale Hart.
So is that your music news?
That is my music news.
Excellent.
Nice. Brian, what do you got for TV, man?
TV news. HBO is thinking about reviving The Comeback with Lisa Kudrow.
Totally down.
10 years later.
Can't wait.
And it's going to be a second season, supposedly, if they do it.
So it comes back 10 years, it takes place 10 years later than the...
Yeah, I guess so.
The second comeback.
Because what was her other show she had for a while?
Web Therapy.
Yeah, Web Therapy. Well, it's interesting because like they haven't like cross the T's and dot the I's yet.
Yeah.
But
I feel like honestly what happened with that is
lowercase J's.
But they're doing
it
differently.
It was just leaked to the news to kind of drum up attention and excitement about it.
Yeah, but they're doing it differently. They're like doing like a, it's like a mini series or something like that, which if they're doing this, man, oh my God, like Carnival might have some steam, or John from Cincinnati might
have
some steam.
They would have to get, for at least for Carnival, I'd have to
no
get
one's doing
all it new. They'd have to get all new people because two of the people of that show have like serious drug problems.
Yeah,
because they need money.
Nick Stahl.
Eh.
They can put them back.
You can just get another doe-eyed boy. It'll be fine.
Fred Armisen, Bill Hader, and Seth Meyers, all from Saturday Night Live, are creating a fake documentary series on IFC. It's called American Documentary right now, and they're going to... I guess it's going to be like a mockumentary, but it's going to be like filmed like, I guess, This American Life, but it's all going to be about fake political people and stuff. So
I don't understand how Seth Meyers can do this. He's kind of busy.
He's so busy because he also has
this. Armisen's also pretty busy.
He also has this animated show
funny
on Hulu called The Awesomes.
Poor Seth Meyers and then Portland.
Yeah,
and Bill Hader involved in
yeah,
and stuff too.
Yeah,
Bill Hader.
Bill Hader's a writer for South Park also.
He does T-Mobile commercials.
Yeah. But it's interesting. I'm going to look forward to this because I like these guys.
And he
does good.
Planner's Peanuts.
Sounds interesting.
He does.
That was the best Jonah Hill joke on the roast of...
And also comedy TV news, different. Billy Crystal and Josh Gad have teamed up to bring us a TV show called
The Comedians. Nice.
FX.
It's going to be a cool show. And
I picked up the series, yeah.
Yeah, Billy Crystal and Josh Gad. Josh Gad's involved in tons of shit now,
I think Billy Crystal's face has finally, like, calmed down from his really terrible surgery
well,
that
his
he had.
His hairline looks a little weird, though.
I mean, when he first had that done, he looked like a brand new baby.
He was really
like,
puffy.
It was so bad.
It's pretty interesting.
Well, I think they're going to pair it with Charlie Kaufman's show, they said.
That's what they want to do. But it's about comedian stand-up comedy, and that's interesting for Josh Gad because he's going to play Sam Kinison in the biopic.
So. Josh Gad's also kind of a show killer, so we'll see if it works out.
Who is?
I love Josh Gad.
I love Josh Gad.
Yeah, his last show was pretty bad.
I love 1600 Penn.
It was actually, he was good in it.
It was really good.
A very underrated show.
But he has a
girl in it.
It was
the blowjay girl.
Oh, yeah.
And
from Superbad.
The boy in it, the one that played the youngest son, he's now in About a Boy. He is a little shit, that
He's
kid.
Funny.
He's funny, but he is a little shit in real life.
High maintenance. He's
no, he's just
child
like, celebrities. He's like,
quick-witted?
Yeah. Like, he's got a mouth on him, and you're kind of like, oh, it's really charming, until it's not.
I like that. Moving on.
Handful is what I was trying to go with.
Netflix has a new series called Grace and Frankie. Stars Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin. They play friends who have husbands. The husbands fall in love with each other and want to get married.
Done. I'm in.
Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, they have been out of kind of the limelight for a while.
Jane Fonda was on the Newsroom for the last two seasons.
And then Lily Tomlin.
Yeah, but she only has a small part in that.
Well, Lily Tomlin was Reba McEntire's mom on her
Nashville.
Malibu Country show.
But does anybody watch that?
Nope.
It's gone, but yeah.
Oh, God.
So it'll be interesting to see that. And then Netflix, I mean, they're setting the stage for some pretty epic shows.
Because they also have the show by the Damages creator that they haven't like announced the name of, but that's going to be pretty awesome.
It'll be pretty good. And my last bit of TV news, everybody's favorite nerd comedian, Patton Oswalt, will be guest starring on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as Eric Koenig.
High five and a million angels right now, guys!
So if you like Patton Oswalt,
I love that show.
He's guest starred on a bunch of shows. He guest starred on Parks and Rec. He guest starred. So it's basically like in the comics, this agent was
he's like
Nick Fury.
Yeah, he's Nick Fury's
like
right hand.
Yeah.
Underling.
It would be awesome if they brought him like as a regular, but I don't see that happening.
Yeah, but they have. So right now,
what else is Patton Oswalt doing?
He does a lot.
He does a lot of guest starring and he does touring. But right now we have. On Agents this week on Agents
of
S.H.I.E.L.D.
There's a ton of people.
We had Jamie Alexander last week, and then we still have three
Bill
more
Paxton's
episodes of Bill Paxton.
Coming.
And there's a huge upcoming tie-in with
Captain America.
And S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to go crazy, and it's going to be awesome.
They're really trying to find an audience for it. Is it sort of in struggle? Well, it's the first time, actually, like last week's episode actually went up and
yeah, because it was a years. Good episode. The Jamie Alexander episode was really, really good. The show is struggling, but it'll find its voice. It needs to be moved to a different time slot. I think it needs to go darker. That's
it needs
my
to go
problem.
Later. It needs to go later.
It needs to be like an 8 or 9 o'clock show.
I'm gonna watch Patton Oswalt in this.
I hope he does a very nerdy monologue.
Parks and Rec
TV things real fast. Matthew Perry's show, The Odd Couple, is probably going to be getting a pickup at CBS. They found his Oscar. It's going to be Tom Lennon.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So that's going to be cool. And they also
Lieutenant Dangle.
They also have Lindsay Sloan and then Georgia King, who was on the show with what's it called? New Normal.
Yeah,
she was the star of New Normal. Are going to be the two like love interests.
She's Australian.
And then also, Danny Houston has come on board the Dallas show that's shooting here next month, Salvation, as one of the...
It's shooting now, actually.
Well, he's going to be one of the...
Is that Ashley's movie? Ashley Judd's movie?
Diane Lane.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, it's Ashley Judd.
It's Diane Lane.
Which one's
it's Ashley Judd.
In Salvation?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What else do you have?
That I'm interviewing Diane Lane for it.
Yeah, that's weird. Well, she might be in it also.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, you know,
we'll see.
And that's probably what I have. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good with that.
All right, TV news is done. Let's go on to Gotti.
Got it. It's me. Hello.
Film news.
So, in the film world, let's see. I wrote down a lot. There's a really interesting battle going on for Field of Dreams, the actual field, in Dyersville, Iowa.
This going to turn out like the tree from Shawshank Redemption that they ended up pulling out of the ground?
It could very well. It's become legal now. So what's happened over the 25, 30 years since the field's been built? In the 90s, they most recently used to do celebrity ball games there. Upper Deck, the card company, did like all these all-star games. And there's been a few documentaries. ESPN filmed a documentary out there for one of their 30 for 30s. But essentially, the original owners have either moved or died, and blah, blah, blah. So what they wanted to do, the group that owns it now, they wanted to create a tournament for kids and you know, youth baseball and make it kind of like Little League World Series, but more American nostalgic type tournament. The mayor, whose last name is Heavens, ironically, is... kind of upset that they haven't pulled in all the promises that they made. So he's annexed the land, changed up the zoning laws in that area, and essentially ran his most recent campaign to become a now a six-time mayor on this one issue of saving the Field of Dreams from being sold or turning into this tournament thing and being used for more a better reason or more profitable reason, essentially. And the big issue why it's coming up, actually, is because in June is the 25th anniversary of the film. And the questions are...
It's only been 25 years since that movie came out?
Exactly. Field of Dreams, 25th.
Russia's been together for 41 years, and Field of Dreams is only 25 years old.
Canada is a little bit older than baseball, maybe. I don't know. Maybe
who knows?
So there's a real interesting battle going over with that. Maybe Kevin Costner will step in and just buy the whole damn field.
He should.
So we'll see. Draft day? Can't wait to see that movie.
I liked it.
I liked it.
It was good. It was a football movie.
We need to have a Costner Nizance.
I just like the way it says.
Costner-a-cost?
What?
So
we did have a sad death for all you 60 Minutes fans. Producer Adrian Clem Taylor, who's more recent on CNN, like I think 2010. So his the recent redoing of CNN since, you know, all the main guys have pretty much died, except for old earring boy. What's his name? The black guy?
No, he died.
Oh, fuck, he died too.
He was one of the first
people
to die.
Damn, they all died.
Yeah, it was a really sudden death because he wasn't that old.
Yeah, so they're you know, he was the restart of the show, but he's got history with ESPN, NPR, and a connection to Dallas. He worked at CBS Dallas. So a really well-known newsy producer guy passed away, and so sad news, blah, blah, blah.
Sad. 60 Minutes in CBS Films does some really great documentaries, so...
And they really, they still try and keep hard-hitting material.
I love that, even though it's television, I love their 60 Minutes sports on Showtime.
Yeah.
That's such a great...
The Gumbels do an amazing job, and, like, all the writers on that show are pretty, like, the boxing guys that Frank, he's a guru of boxing, so I love anything he does. 60 Minutes quality, even though they can't do documentaries with...
And they don't really have great fact-checkers, but still.
Sorry, Dan. An interesting thing with film festival news, AT&T and Tribeca have teamed up for what they're calling Free Day, where all Tribeca, there's like six, I think, total Tribeca screening areas or theaters. They're going to show all their films free on April 25th as part of the festival, as kind of a get everyone outside of the festival pass zone into the films. And they're showcasing a lot of kind of their bigger films at the festival for a kind of a local tie. The Duplass movie with Elizabeth Moss, The One I Love, is one of those films that'll be there. And so it's kind of an interesting thing, like bringing in a sponsor to own a day.
Yeah, either AFI LA or LA Fest does something like that where they have...
AFI LA, I think, is the first one that
yeah,
did
it. Yeah, and
it
was a really cool thing. And they started it up with just, like, one free screening. And then they did a whole... They now do a whole day. And it's really, really cool because it does get a lot of people that wouldn't normally come to the festival to come out.
And I could easily see them doing, if they can work this correctly, turning into, like, a free day and then a school day. Mm-hmm. Where they just get school kids out to film.
Because AFI Dallas used to do that, where they would screen them in Victory Park. Mm-hmm. And now they don't do that anymore. Cause
AFI is not
AFI Dallas.
That's sad. We wouldn't build them a thing. No, it's okay. Ivan Reitman out on Ghostbusters. I know it was a couple days ago, but we didn't get to it last time. So he's out on Ghostbusters 3. That's sad. It'll still come out in 2015. Probably suck balls.
Let's hold on.
Well, hold on. I'll give him, you know, Harold was involved with the script up until...
Ivan Reitman dropped out because of it.
Yeah. Which,
that he died.
Yeah, which is a good sign that he didn't drop it because of the material. He just didn't want to deal with the emotional strain of that.
But
they're still doing it in 2015. No pushback. Yeah. I'm sure they
But
can.
We don't have a cast or anything? Have they had cast announcements?
I think they probably know, but they haven't revealed anything.
Chevy Chase is going to be there? Don't know why.
I don't see why they would reveal anything until the end of the year.
Oh my God.
Rick Moranis. It's all Canada today.
What about Annie Potts? That's all I care about.
Nothing with
Annie Potts is my fashion spirit creature.
Redhead, Annie
big
Potts.
Glasses.
Ghostbusters, how may you help me?
Sam Raimi is doing The Grudge, rebooting it.
What?
Already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That movie was awful the first time.
That scared me.
He has no other announcements other than he's signed on to direct and they... it might be completely different.
I want a ring redo. I want Gore Vidal to do it again.
Gore Vidal. That'd be interesting. A very interesting.
That is interesting.
Remake. Slightly gay.
Gore Vidal.
So some interesting set news. Avengers is filming right now. Age of Ultron. It's in Italy. And there's all these like photos that have been released.
Avengers
Age of Ultron. Isn't exactly. It's in Italy right now. Filming, blowing up like.
Tom Hiddleston's not in it. I'm not interested.
He might be in it.
He is. Cameo.
X-Men Apocalypse has officially announced that the movie is predominantly set in the 80s, which makes me think it's going to suck.
Well, he also said that he wants Nightcrawler and Gambit to be in it.
I like the second one, but we've already seen Nightcrawler. Move the fuck. We actually have seen Gambit,
It could be young Nightcrawler.
Hopefully. Nymphomaniac, that Shia LaBeouf movie, is totally tanking, and so that was news to me because I like that when it tanks, and it should, because you got Nazi director and you got Shia and you got shit. So,
he's not a Nazi.
A little bit. Robert Rodriguez has announced Sin City 3 is he's coming up with ideas, but he hasn't finalized the script. And he is.
Why don't we wait until part 2 comes out?
It
doesn't matter to him.
No, it's not going to happen.
Kids 10 has been announced.
that 20.
You guys shit on Spy Kids, but those
Spy
movies
are
solid films.
David,
even the third one, which is terrible.
What about
point people in
the first
Texas,
two were really good.
What about Sharkboy and Lava Girl?
It wasn't bad. It was just weird.
That gave us Tyler.
I just lost a little respect for you.
Levine.
For me,
Gary wasn't bad.
Not Tyler. Taylor Lautner.
That's a great story. Let's move on from Taylor fucking Lautner. Really?
Yeah.
He's
fan club president.
He's right
there.
He
got dropped from the movie Stretch Armstrong, so
he's a free agent.
What is Taylor Lautner doing?
Nothing.
He's not a good actor.
Well, I hope in the new Twilight movie.
I hope he was happy to have all those steroids
they
shoved into his
kept
body.
Him abducted.
He's small though, right?
No, he's a pretty. He's like.
What am I talking
about? Sizable. He played. He was 15 years old. And they pumped him full of steroids to get him to look beefy for Twilight.
So now he looks.
He's
different.
Got all shriveled balls and everything. It's
so he never wears a shirt. And he's got a high voice.
Ah, hey guys, what do you want me to do next?
Oh,
wow, what does someone hate Taylor Lautner?
Brian's just staying quiet because he has nothing.
So other
who's Taylor Lautner?
Brian's Team Edward.
And you should be.
Team Edward is.
You should know.
Team Jackson.
So some other interesting news.
Check.
Pee Wee Herman movie. Go.
Which one?
A go.
A new
R-rated or the
Judd Apatow?
Judd Apatow.
Both of them are.
But with Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doug Liman is set to direct Splinter Cell from Tom Clancy, and this is
for Tom Hardy.
Yeah, which is kind of a big deal because I mean Clancy's passed away, but. That was a big deal with the video games and his books that they weren't going to...
Well, Doug Liman did the first Born Identity, right?
Yeah,
and he did Swingers.
Yeah. And the Limey, which is actually a really good movie.
So I'm excited for... I like Doug Liman a lot.
And go.
David Fincher would like to do Steve Jobs, but only if Christian Bale plays Steve Jobs.
Have you seen that picture?
It does look like him.
Oh, my God. It would be great.
Yeah.
When I saw that like fantasy casting, I was like, yes. Yes.
Christian Bale.
The picture is
Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Down. Totally.
So all likelihood is we'll probably see that 2016.
I'm Steve Jobs.
I wonder if he's ever going to do a sequel to Dragon. Girl with Dragon. They've been.
Yeah,
I don't think he's ever going to do. Is he?
They're in talks. They said he.
I think it's like he signed on for it.
Yeah.
Anyone else got news? That's all.
Yeah. To go back to X-Men. Jackman signed on for Wolverine 3.
That'll be going after.
And also, there's a writer for.
They already announced Fantastic Four 2 also.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm confused about that. Is that going to be with the new reboot cast?
But
for some reason in my head, maybe it was a dream where I thought that they were going to bring back the original with like Jessica Alba and.
They got rid of the reboot like
that was
script and there's all
that was
fake.
A hoax.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
What's the new Marvel mystery movie?
Oh, they don't know. They don't know yet.
And the Soul Surfer.
I have one quick thing.
They think it's going to be a Fantastic Four X-Men crossover.
25 years. This is actually the 25th anniversary of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure as well.
Slow clap.
And to celebrate it, they are bringing it out on Blu-ray. Hopefully Criterion eventually. But,
and the actor playing Napoleon is touring.
Keanu Reeves said in an interview recently that there was a script for another.
Well, yeah, they've been working on it for
a
year
or two. Keanu, back in TCA in July, Keanu said then that he and
Alex Winters,
thank you, have been. That they're both on board and they're both working on this. That Alex is working on a script. So.
Well, Keanu can do whatever he wants. He has like $1 billion. So.
Maybe. I don't know. His movies keep tanking.
It doesn't matter. He's made so much money off of
The Matrix.
The Matrix. He made like $350 million off The Matrix. Yeah.
There was a sad profile about him. He just rides subways. And
he also has never aged. There is a painting in his attic that is
crying. Gray.
So is that our In the News, number 30?
In the news.
Well, fuck y'all.
Hey-o.
In the news. You can find us on Facebook, or you can subscribe to us and listen to us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Damn.
In the news, number 30.